This is Michael. How do you have time for all of your so-called research when you should be in a kitchen making babies? And this is Gwendolyn.
You're the one who's ignorant, slut. All lives matter.
Michael and Gwendolyn are both trolls. Grow a brain and think for yourself, sheeple.
You're not American. Sun's out, guns out.
They've recently been relocated to the internet. Well, I was a little nervous at first. I don't want to speak for you.
Oh my gosh, I was terrified.
Yeah, so was I.
I mean, you spend your whole life under a bridge and, you know, waiting for goats and hiding from the rest of the world. And well, geez, change is scary.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't choose to live under bridges because we like them.
Well, yeah, that's just what trolls had to do.
Yeah, I mean, after a few hundred years, it becomes tradition and people think, oh, trolls like it there, under the bridge, or in a cave, or a tunnel, or something.
But that wasn't our choice.
Yeah, I mean, we did like it, under the bridge.
Oh yeah, there were lots of positives.
Like what, in particular? Well?
All the dang goats.
Yeah.
Goats just love bridges.
They do.
They do.
However, as human communities began encroaching on troll habitats, tensions between trolls and humanity escalated, while goat populations decreased. We couldn't really keep to ourselves anymore.
We want to be left alone. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, we like peace and quiet. Solitude.
Or select companionship.
Come here, you. Are most trolls monogamous?
Deeply so.
Trolls don't fool around. We're very committed.
What you doing there?
I'm on a Twitter feud with some crazy vaccination lady. Your babies are poisoned by Big Pharma and the feds and FEMA.
Call her a whore.
Whore. And send.
Ugh, you're so good.
A refuge for the trolls had to be found. In a world of ever-decreasing physical space, one plane was expanding at a vast rate. Cyberspace. Yeah, they said, what about moving to the internet? And I'm like, well, where the heck is that?
Right, is it in Iceland?
Gross.
Probably in Europe.
It's definitely not in Indiana.
If only.
Is Indiana popular with trolls?
Absolutely. We love Indiana.
And of course, we love the internet, too.
Yeah, we're really happy here on the internet, but Indiana would have been just as good. I mean, they're practically in the same place.
Whether or not Indiana and the internet bear any similarities, trolls like Michael and Gwendolyn have in fact thrived in cyberspace. The best part about it is the relative anonymity.
Mm-hmm. We get to spread discontent and shame and abuse in general, but we also get the privacy that we cherish.
You get to have your cake and eat it too.
Ugh, cake? Cake is foul.
We get to have our goat and eat it too.
We got your goat.
The world has changed for trolls very much indeed, and it may be changing even more. Now you say that trolls need privacy and instinctively avoid the spotlight. However, one troll in particular seems to be seeking as much attention as he can possibly get.
Yeah, Donald.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's a little different.
I mean, in many ways, he's the epitome of a troll.
Sure, he's orange, like us. He's got, you know, the big straw-colored hair, like us.
Yeah, except he's always trying to comb it down.
Or hide it under a hat. Have some pride in who you are. Is he handsome by troll standards? I'll go ahead and let you feel that one, Gwen.
Let's just say that he fell from the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Woof. Are you excited at the possibility of having a troll in the White House?
No. Here's the thing. He doesn't really speak for us.
I mean, I agree with the content.
Oh, sure. And the tone.
The tone is dead on. So what do you disagree with?
Why do you gotta leave the bridge?
It's not what he says. It's the fact that he's gotta stick his face in front of every camera he can find.
And then there's the copycats.
Ugh, don't get me started. The more human support Trump receives, the more troll culture is appropriated.
I mean, you don't know who's out there anymore. Like, I'm dogging this science nut on climate change.
A Chinese invention.
Thank you. And somebody joins in with me, and at first I'm all, cool, thanks for the support. I mean, I can handle this on my own and all, but then I see their Facebook profile and boo, there it is. It's not a troll, but some human from Phoenix who works at a dentist's office.
They took our bridges. They took our goats. Now, thanks to Donnie, they're taking all that's left of our way of life.
I'm just scared.
Me too. Me too. The internet, which once seemed so vast and accommodating, has only provided a means for humanity to deny the trolls of the only thing they have left, their culture. If there was one thing you could do to help restore some of what your lifestyle was in the past, what would you do? I don't know.
I do. I'd say, Donnie, that's enough. It's time to come home.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be it.
Trolls aren't meant to be out there. We don't need our names on buildings or on golf courses or whatever.
Yeah. We just want to be left alone to spew venom and divisive rhetoric from the shadows, like decent folk.
Enough's enough, Donald. Come home.
But even if Trump does stop his campaign and frenzied search for attention, there may not be a home for him or any other trolls to come home to.